Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Awesome songs performed by Atlantic Canada's finest recording artists. Now your host, Terry Parker.
As always, thank you, Jen, and welcome everyone to episode number 214 featuring Gutted the Band. Out of Edmonton, about 6 years ago, two friends got to talking about making some music together. Originally, they kind of had a thing for the traditional country sound, but they also had heavy metal roots in their arsenal. So rather than trying to figure out whether to do one or the other, they just kind of decided to bring the two genres together in very unique fashion. Gutted the Band just released their sophomore album, and they called it The Other One. Singer Ricky of the band is going to join us. All kinds of good things going on with the group. And of course, we'll spin some of the tunes. Later on, a couple of bonus tracks from a band called Amara Ali. And out of Newfoundland Labrador, we're going to spin Reverend Dave and the Sin Eaters. It's all part of tonight's episode, getting started with Gutted the Band and the title song from their new album, The Other One, on Atlantic Access.
Would you follow me in the depths of hell? The one I created, in which you fail. There for all you see, gives you sweat and tears, and you can lose your mind in here. 'Cause I'm the one who steers, knows the reason why everything is bleak. You call me the other one, I call you weak. Won't you forget me? Now come back to me. We'll pass the moon. Under it all, there's an endless space. You find the perfect peace of mind, right? Because under your skin, there's nothing to regret. What one believes in, the other one will get. And since we came alone, I am the one who relives you from your demon's eye, and the one who
Atlantic Access this week, we're featuring the music of Gutted, the band, and we're talking with Ricky Nadeau. Ricky, welcome to Atlantic Access. How are things?
I'm good, and thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I've been kind of following you along since you first released your advance single here a few months ago, and four members in the band, so let us know what who everybody is and what they do.
Well, yeah, we're five members.
Five, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Well, my name is Rick Nadeau. I'm the singer, and with me there is Stéphane Chaudet is on the acoustic guitar, Mathieu Lan is on the electric guitar, Sam Terrio is on bass, and J.D. Mignot is on the drum.
How did the band come together? Have you known each other a long time? Have you played together like for a while? How does everybody know each other?
About in 2010, the project all started with me and Stéphane. We were roommates at the time, and we were both fans of music, but more of the heavy music. Like, we were both metalheads, and that's kind of the main reason why we became friends in the beginning, the love for the heavy music. And there was always a side of me that was a fan of the more, like, I don't want to say country music in general, but more like low-down, meaningful, kind of true country music, if I may put it that way. And I think this style kind of grew on Stefan as well. And we just started to jam just for fun, learn some songs. And that's when I really, really began to have a passion for singing. Learn and cover some favorite Johnny Cash or Hank Williams III. But we quickly started to come up with our own stuff too. And that was the spark of it, you know, the creativity that came along with the both of us. It was amazing. Just hanging around with friends. The project was not really a project back then. So we would just play for fun in front of friends at parties or at home. A bunch of friends of ours are also musicians, and some of them got interested in the idea. And I don't know, we just got together and started jamming, and we kind of decided we were going to form a band, and we did.
So is this the original five-piece members? Did you swap any out?
Me and Stefan and Mathieu, we are three original members, a bass player and drums. They changed along the way, but we've been together, us five, for quite a while now. 6 years, I think now. 7 years, maybe? I don't know. I'd have to check the calendar.
So that the other members of the band kind of fall into place with that, or was it very hard to put together that style so that everybody would be on the same page?
I think the style, where it came from, I thought we were aiming to be more like a kind of typical country band, like all of us coming from more metal or punk side of things, trying to play country music with those influences. That's what gave birth do what the gutted the band style.
The next song we're going to play is Gunslinger, which
this one is, I can say it is my favorite, my personal favorite one on the album. It's kind of it's a passive way of doing justice to the people that do you wrong in life, instead of confrontation and acting in more violent ways and all. Why not just walk away and forget and just move on to other things? Also about not giving a damn about what other people might think or say. What matters is that when you wake up in the morning, you know who you are and you accept it, and that's all that matters in the end.
Right on. We're talking with Ricky Nadeau of the band Gutted the Band. This is Gunslinger, now on Atlantic Access. Got It the Band featured this week on Atlantic Access, and we just heard the tune Leave the Station, talking with Ricky Nadeau, how two of these musical styles that you wouldn't normally put together in the same room seem to come together so easy for them. They play really, really well. The name of the band is also quite unique. Gutted the Band. You know, you've really created your own energy. Was there an inspiration to naming the band?
And we all started brainstorming for ideas and stuff. And one of the members back then came up with it just like that one day. And it just kind of clicked with everyone, you know. Gutted, so it shows the inside. It's the true stuff. It's kind of like this is what we're made of. So that's kind of my definition.
Can you tell us about any future plans over the next few months?
Well, next month, on April the 27th, we'll be doing a show to celebrate the arrival of the new album. The show is going to be at the Atipik Brewery in Edmonton. Of course, we'll be looking forward to playing more dates in the near future.
How can people who are digging the sound here want to stay in touch with you? And what's the best way that they can connect with you and keep track of the band?
Yeah. Find us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Gutted the Band.
Where can they hear the album, the whole album? We're featuring maybe a half a dozen tunes here.
The album is on all major music platforms like Spotify and all the others.
Okay.
And we will also have CDs at our shows.
So this one's going really, really well. Did it take very long for you to put the songs together for this? And has there been anything kind of left over for another project?
The process of doing that album was long. The songs are getting old now for us. So, yeah, there's going to be a follow-up, of course. We already have a bunch of new material. So, yeah, that's a promise I can make.
Another song that we want to play that kind of stands out from the album was The Struggle. The title kind of points to what everyone goes through in life, the struggle. Can you kind of put your own spin on it maybe and describe the song and the message that you guys are trying to convey there?
Yeah, well, just like you said, the song talks about whatever struggle you might be battling. In the case of this song for us, well, it was inspired by someone who's struggling with a disease. And, you know, you learn to battle the obstacle, whatever it is. You learn to battle the obstacle better by struggling and learning first. So, because in the end, you got to be strong and you got to be you got to overcome and you got to survive. So,
yeah,
that's kind of story here.
So, before I let you go, is there anything that you'd like to add that maybe I didn't get a chance to ask?
Well, no, not really. I want to thank you very much for showing interest in us and reaching out to us. We really appreciate it. Gutted the Band. give it a try. If you like it, well, please share it, like it, talk about it, and just blast it loud.
Loud and proud. It's the only way. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ricky, and all the best. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again. From Gutted the Band, here's The Struggle on Atlantic Access.
My friend tonight, 'cause I'm just a reckless wreck all the time.
It's wonderful to have you aboard this week. Hopefully you'll get a chance to tune in every week for a new episode. As usual, some bonus tracks to share with you. A new hard rockin' outfit called Amara Ali will join us in just a little bit. And yes, there's a good chance I'm not pronouncing that correctly, by the way. The Power of Greed is their latest single. And first, one of the more unique and fun band names that we've seen in a while. This is Reverend Dave and the Sin Eaters. Ain't Stopping is on Atlantic Access.
Thank you. myself untangled from her jet black hair. I ain't stopping.
The Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.